Welcome back to the Real Estate Radio Show. Remember to check out our website at myrealestateradio.net. Here are your hosts, Peter Wright and Tom Beck.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Real Estate Radio Show. The Real Estate Radio hotline is 314-722-2340 and our website, www.myrealestateradio.net. Also, remember to join our Facebook and LinkedIn pages called the Real Estate Radio Group. It's that simple, Peter.
Next up on the Real Estate Radio Show, we have two guests in studio. We have Andrea Lenzen with Design to Sell. We also have Christy DeJohn. She is with Transitions TLC. Ladies, welcome to the Real Estate Radio Show.
Thank you, Peter. Happy to be here.
It's great to be here.
All right. Awesome. All right. First of all, Andrea, you are the owner of Design to Sell, a company that does staging. And tell us a little bit about Design to Sell.
Well, Design to Sell is unique. And right now, staging is critical for the marketplace if you want to get your listing sold quickly and for the highest price. But what's unique about Design to Sell is we focus in on the occupied homes only. So when a seller is getting their house ready to put on the market and they will be living in there, I go in there and I tell them what they need to do to get the house ready to put it on the market. They only get one chance to make a first impression, so we tell them everything that they need to do. So in other words, we are the bad cops. We deliver the bad news to them, like taking down the drapes or removing the personal photos or decluttering, different things like that. So I don't want the agent giving them bad news. I'll just do that for them.
So to kind of differentiate that from other staging companies, you're not going into a vacant house and bringing in a bunch of furniture and things of that nature. You're going into the actual home that the client is still in, and you're working with them on what is in their home at this point, correct?
Absolutely correct. And a lot of times we're going to need to bring in supplemental type accessories because they don't really have the right accessories to make the home pop. So we can loan out our accessories for a fee. But as far as goes to furniture, no. If it comes in, if it's a vacant home, then we refer them out to Dazzle Home Staging with Linda Borgi.
All right. So what do you discuss with the sellers? What's the number one thing that you want to discuss with a seller when staging their property?
Well, actually, Peter, there's five things I like to discuss with them. And the first one, which is the most important, is decluttering. At that point, I bring in Christy DeJohn, and I know she's going to talk about what needs to be done on that. But I need the pantries decluttered. I need the closets 50% reduced because when a buyer walks in there and they see a crammed-in closet, they're going to think, I don't have enough storage, which is incorrect. It's a perception. So we need to have 50% down. We need to have those basements cleared out, the garages put out. Please don't put your stuff in the garage or in the basement. It doesn't work. Next thing I talk to them about is repairing. So if something's wrong with the home, go ahead and get it fixed now. A pre-inspection would be ideal because what will happen is the buyers will walk in and they will say, what else is wrong? Or they're going to start knocking down your price. So you want to make sure everything is in working order. The third thing would be updating. Depending upon the price level they want to achieve, maybe we need to upgrade Formica to granite. Maybe we need to paint, new flooring. They will get 100% back on painting. Right now, buyers want freshly painted walls, current flooring, and storage. And then the big thing is deep cleaning prior to going on the market. That's bringing in a professional company and doing the windows. And last is showcasing. And that's really where I come in and we go room to room and talk about what we need to do to make that home look the best it possibly can.
So you're really getting that home to shine, and that's what it's all about. And when we're talking about the consultation that you're going to do with the homeowner, give us an idea of the average time frame it takes for the consultation and maybe what's involved with the cost, just a roundabout number.
Kurt, good question. Normally it takes about an hour and a half to 2 hours, depending upon the size of the home. What we like to do is start with the outside of the house because that's first impression. I walk through with the eyes of the buyer, so I will recommend what they need to do, and we'll go every single room in the house and make recommendations. So that's what takes that period of time. We start at $150 for the consultation, and if it's over 3,000 square feet, it's $250. If they do want to have us loan out our accessories, then that would be dependent upon how many items we would need to bring in.
All right. And again, you're going through that property, and you said it earlier very eloquently, you're the bad cop. So you're going to tell them exactly what needs to be done. The real estate agent doesn't need to. So they can kind of lean on you for that perspective, correct?
Well, correct. And also, the real estate agent has so many other responsibilities. The last thing they need to be doing is spending their time calling vendors and getting that house ready to put it on the market. I have a list of vendors that I call if we need to get certain work done. So I kind of can oversee getting the house ready to put on the market. The agent's job is to market it, get that sold for the seller.
And I think some of the things you have to overcome when you're talking to those sellers again as well is, as you mentioned, a lot of them want to sell it as they live in it, but that's not how you sell the property.
Right? I always say the way you live in your home and the way you list it are two different things.
All right, let's run through some of the top reasons staging will benefit a seller when it comes to selling a property.
Well, number one, obviously, it's so much more presentable. It shows better than the competing homes. I tell the sellers, go look on the MLS yourself and look at the homes, and you are attracted to the ones that are staged. A staged home will sell like 73% faster than the average home. And usually homes after 4 weeks on the market sold for like 6% less, according to the National Association of Realtors survey. And a staged home increases the numbers of offers and selling price. A lot of times, a lot of them have gone over list price.
Mm-hmm.
Buyers views the staged home as well maintained. That's why it's important that they clean it and important that they do all the repairs in there. Agents are really more likely to show a home that's move-in ready, that looks good.
Absolutely.
Because they will preview it themselves online. Photographs of staged homes look so much better in print and web media, and we strongly, strongly encourage all of them to have a professional photographer take those pictures so they will have an advantage over everybody else, because 90% of the people begin their home search online. Your first showing is on the MLS.
Of course.
And only 10% of the buyers can visualize. I know people keep saying, well, let the buyer pick it. Let the buyer pick it. I said, it's a big mistake because they cannot visualize. Let's just put in something neutral. That way they can live with it for a long time. They want to change it down the road, they can. Leaving a home as is such a huge mistake. First of all, it's going to really reduce your price, and you're helping to sell the competition. And staged homes sell for an average of 7% more than an unstaged home, which means that could be an extra $21,000 on a purchase price of a $300,000 home.
I think number 10 really opens my eyes to what the average staged home will sell more for. And think about it this way. Sometimes maybe the real estate commission might be 5, 6, 7%. Guess what? By staging the home, they might have just covered the real estate commission with the extra they're going to make by having a very well-staged home.
I think right now in this marketplace, staging is mandatory. I think every single home out there should be staged. There's very few of them that I think you could just put on the market, you know, as it is with what the seller has done to it. But I believe that every single one of them should be.
All right. That's Andrea Lenzen, Designed to Sell. What's your contact information, Andrea?
They can reach me on my cell, 314-581-6588. They can also go to our website, which is designtosell.com, or they can always reach me at andrea@designtosell.com would be my email address.
All right, fantastic. We really appreciate you joining us on the Real Estate Radio Show this weekend. Next up, we are going to be talking to Christy DeJohn, but we're going to do that right after the break. Christy's going to stick around with us because, Christy, you help a lot with Andrea's clients when it comes to decluttering a house and make that house look and feel like it's new, right?
That's right. And we work as a close team because I come in after Andrea's been there, and Andrea has given them two pages of things to do. And what she says is, and I can help you with the person to get that done.
All right. Awesome. We're going to talk about that right after the break. You are listening to the Real Estate Radio Show. We'll be back after a short break.